people have been looking for this, in a way, ever since Darwin, ever since 1859. This transition is the one that so intrigued everybody, going from the water to the land and no evidence of it, and then, boom, they found it. Terribly, terribly exciting. Really very, very important.
It fell to Jarvik to analyze and describe the new discovery. This meant years of digging the fossilized bones out of the rock and then trying to reconstruct the anatomy of this strange creature. Jarvik was a brilliant anatomist, but he was also painstaking. He started in 1948, but did not finish until 1996. In those 48 years, no one else was able to analyze the fossil.
To be honest, it shouldn't take that long. I mean, frankly, I mean, you have to be really sort of anal to take that long to describe anything, especially when the world is just hanging on this.
But Jarvik did produce two preliminary papers. These did confirm the existing theory. Ichthyostega was an identikit land-walking tetrapod with five fingers and toes. The mystery of how we got our legs was solved. After Eusthenopteron, the fish, had struggled on its fins onto land, it had evolved into Ichthyostega, the first tetrapod with legs. It was just as science had predicted.